I think we all need to be stirred at the deepest level. To be heroic for the faith. To be champions for the Word of God. And at times, it takes so little to discourage us or to cause us to shift course. And when we hear of the accounts of Tyndale and Rogers, it should nail our feet to the floor and pour concrete down our spine and cause us to stand strong to preach the Word of God. This baton has been passed down to us, and there's blood on this baton. When I used to play football, my coach would tell us, you don't get a game jersey until you get blood on your practice jersey. You show me some blood on your practice jersey, you'll get a game jersey. Every one of us needs to man up, as our speaker has said, and get some fortitude. And it is only by God's grace. 2 Timothy 2:1, be strong in the grace that is in the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to be no longer tumbleweeds, but oak trees, rooted and grounded in the sovereign grace of our God. You need to get to know William Tyndale. You need to get to know John Rogers. While you're flying with the turkeys, you need to soar with some eagles. I used to pastor another church in this town. You can go up on I-65. Go up one exit, and you'll see the mausoleum I used to pastor. And for me, it was a time, I'm going to have to decide, which way is this going to be? Is this going to be God's way, or is this going to be man's way? And you just shove all the chips out on the table. And it's all or nothing. And so I chose to walk away from a lot for us to come really to a warehouse. We went from a $1 million organ to a little electric synthesizer in 7 days. And eventually ended up here in a transitional neighborhood, a building that was collapsing, but we have a clear conscience that we have honored the Word of God. I remember when I walked away from that, I never cried once. Till John MacArthur called me. He picked up Tyndale's biography by David Daniel. He just began to read Tyndale to me over the phone. And I just began to cry out of a sense of fellowship with someone who has sanity in the midst of the insanity. You need to read about Tyndale. You need to read about John Rogers. You need to go get a book like Light from Old Paths by J.C. Ryle, and just read chapter by chapter the martyrs who were burned at the stake by Bloody Mary. In Jonathan Edwards' resolutions that he wrote at age 18 and 19, one of the first resolutions, it's a single digit, I think it's like number 9, to think every day of the death of the martyrs. Now that would be a morbid thought to a slap-happy church, but it is gravitas to the soul. Jonathan Edwards knew something, that we need to be men of conviction. And Jonathan Edwards was run out of his church after 22 years of pastoring by a 90-10 vote. But he had already dropped anchor and he'd already set the course for his life. He was a man who contemplated the death of the martyrs day after day after day. That I will not equivocate on the truth. Every one of us to different degrees, but every one of us in the depth of our soul, we need to contemplate the death of the martyrs and what it is to pay the price to be a follower of Jesus Christ. Too many of us want to play cream puff football. You need to get a helmet on and play tackle football and be willing to pay the price. Be a follower of Christ, but to be a preacher of the Word of God. Compared to Rogers and Tyndale, I've never had a bad day. Never had a bad day. Worst days of my life are good days compared to being strapped to the stake and being torched for the truth.